Have you ever thought that you would have liked to have heard Christ preach? Have you ever wondered what He might say if you and He could sit down and have a conversation? I believe that without any shadow of a doubt, if you believe the Word of God, that Jesus Christ has left a message for you. I believe that as we read the Word of God, that we can know without any shadow of a doubt what His message is. The Bible tells us in Luke chapter number 19 and verse number 10, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." So if we could hear Jesus preach today, if we could have a conversation with Him and let Him tell us why He came to Calvary, I believe here is what we would hear Him say. I think first of all, He would say, "All this I did for you." I think that maybe His opening words would be something like this: "I came because of your sin." The Bible tells us in Romans chapter number 3 and verse number 10, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." I believe also that the Bible tells us very plainly that according to Romans chapter number 3 and verse 23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 1 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 15 says, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all expectation, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners." So if the Lord would speak to us right now and we were to listen to Him, He would say, "I did all this for you. I came because of your sin." All of mankind is sinners. We're nothing more than sinners saved by grace if we've accepted Jesus as your Savior. But if you've never accepted Him, you're still living in your sin. And He came to forgive you of those sins. And so I believe He would say to us, "I came because of your sin." I think the second thing that the Lord would have us to know is, He died to pay for our sin. Not only did He come because of your sin, but He died to pay for your sin. Isaiah chapter number 53 and verse number 5 says, "But He was wounded for our transgressions, He was buried for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed." Romans chapter number 5 verses 8 and 9 says, "But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him." You will not be saved any other way except through Jesus Christ. Acts chapter number 4 and verse number 12 says that salvation is only through Jesus Christ. There is salvation through none other. The Bible tells us in this verse, "Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." And so also we are told in Colossians chapter number 1 and verse number 14, "In whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins." So Jesus Christ would say, "I came because of your sin. I died to pay for your sin." Then I believe He would say to us, "I arose to keep you saved eternally." Hebrews chapter number 7 and verse number 25 says, "Wherefore He is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him, seeing that He ever liveth to make intercession for them." John chapter number 10 verses 27 through 28, "My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of My hand." Also, 1 John 5:11 says, "And this is the record that God hath given unto us, eternal life, and this life is in His Son." And so, I believe Jesus would say to us, "I did this for you. I came because of your sin. I died to pay for your sin. I arose to keep you saved eternally." Could I say today that if you've heard this story, if you've heard the testimony of the Lord, then you must repent or you're not saved. Repenting is admitting that you are guilty, that you cannot do anything to save or to help yourself, and that you need the Lord Jesus Christ to save you. Luke chapter number 13 and verse number 3 says it so plainly, "I tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." Isaiah chapter number 55, verses 7 and 8 says, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord." Titus chapter number 3 and verse number 5 endorses this fact even more so. "Not of works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he has saved us." Romans chapter number 4 and verse number 5 again reminds us that if we're lost, we must repent. "But to him that worketh not, believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness." You must repent or you will not be saved. And after you have repented, you must trust Jesus. You must put your complete faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to save you. Again, the Bible tells us in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Romans chapter number 4, verses 20 through 21. "He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able to perform." Romans chapter number 3 and verse 26 says, "To declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Therefore we conclude that if a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law." It is important today that you repent of your sins. It is important that you trust Jesus Christ and you put your complete faith in him to save you, because he is the only one that can save you. The Bible says, "Marvel not, you must be born again." Could I say in closing, what is your decision? Have you chosen Jesus Christ as your Savior? The Bible says in John 3:18, "He that believeth on him is not condemned." If you feel condemnation, if you feel conviction, if you feel guilt in your heart, then you not believe that Jesus Christ can save you from your sin. Have you not accepted him as your Savior? Again, Romans 10:10, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved," according to Romans 10:13. What's your decision today? Surely you will not reject Jesus. Surely you will not reject him and turn away the salvation of the Lord. The Bible says, "But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." We find in Revelation chapter 20 and verse number 15, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." I hope today that your decision is to give your life to Christ. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter number 10 that all we have to do is believe and confess and accept Jesus and we're saved. I hope today that you know that you're saved without any doubt. But again, if we could hear the words of Jesus, he would say, "All this I did for you. I came, I died, I arose so that you could repent, so that you could trust, so that you could accept me." Thank you for your time.